Cal Poly alum Haley Pavoni runs Passion Footwear, a slow-based company that sells customizable women's shoes with removable heels. She says her business took a financial hit when the Trump administration raised tariffs on Chinese imports, with her imports taxed as high as 190%. Pavoni told the U.S. House Committee on Small Business this month that her company depends on large-scale manufacturing only available in China, and the costs are stacking up. She says she was recently billed $40,000 for just 2 weeks of imports in April.
What's really unfortunate is when you do the math, that $80,000 monthly would be the equivalent of me hiring 12 new full-time employees at $80,000 salaries. So what's a better use of that money, paying taxes or creating jobs? Unfortunately, right now it will be used to pay taxes.
Pavoni adds that even small businesses that make products in the U.S. often have to import some materials or packaging from China, since it's the world's main supply source. She's calling on lawmakers to either repeal the tariffs or at least exempt small to mid-sized businesses. Earlier this month, Senate Democrats proposed the Small Business Liberation Act, which would exempt qualifying businesses from paying the import taxes. For KCBX News, I'm Amanda Wernick.